Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number. Miss the first hour, kind of all over the place. Talk a little MMA, talk a little football. Yeah, talk about a little boxing. Apparently, nobody knows who Gennady Golovkin is.
Crazy to me.
Gennady. Yeah, our update guy called him Gennady Golovkin, so.
I got to check my poll again.
Yeah. So of your
it's getting closer.
Yeah,
it's down to 54-46, shameful, and that's with 95 votes.
Well, and see, you're a guy who has a lot of people following you who are into combat sports.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying if not for your show, I wouldn't know who he was.
Huh.
Well, I mean, this is a I got to tell you. People should watch him fight.
I mean, you'll
be a fan.
Yeah, he's to me, he's the most exciting guy out there.
Easily.
But 713-780 ESPN. Somebody asked me, what's the best team for Brandon Marshall to land on? Sounds like a perfect fit for the Ravens. I think if he's willing to not take a ton of money, that's a Patriot. That'd be a Patriot move. Take a guy at that stage of his career.
You could see that.
Plus, although they really don't need those kind of guys, but
how about the Lions?
Lions could use them. Bears, especially, go back to the Bears.
If the Bears don't keep Alshon Jeffrey,
yeah,
that'd be not a bad move.
Go back there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that can use a guy like
that. Wait, first round pick for Romo. If Romo can beat you with nothing, shame on you. You take that all day. Nobody's saying anything about a first round pick.
No, they just said draft picks.
Yeah. No, there's no way you're giving up a first round pick in that
deal.
That would be dumb. But, yeah, who knows? I don't see it happening for a million reasons.
Yeah. It's an Adele song.
Is it?
Yeah. No, Lady Gaga song, sorry.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't really know their songs except for the ones that Jon sings.
Yeah.
Which is probably the only reason I know any Adele song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good enough reason, right? Is it Jong's a hell of an Adele singer?
Yeah, here we go. I'm looking back at Golovkin's his fight career now.
Yeah.
Last time, he's 36-0 now. The last time he went to a decision was the fight that made him 13-0. That was in 2008, and that was an 8-round fight.
You know what? He probably had his worst fight in a long time last time out, and still knocked the guy out in what?
Against Kell Brook?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Martin Murray gave him a pretty decent fight, and he went to like the 11th round before he got knocked out. But it's the same with everybody.
He was getting beat up early in that last fight and was kind of on the run a little bit. And actually, it looked like he got hurt a couple times, and he still finished it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an exciting fighter, and if you haven't had a chance to watch his fights, you should. Elmont says, for as much as you guys like Banshee, I bet a significant portion of your audience has no idea.
Well, I mean, Banshee's, it's a TV show. I'm talking about, like, just a casual sports fan. Like, well, I'm a casual sports fan, so I could name five NASCAR drivers. You know what I mean? Like, if you told me Kurt Busch and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Brad
and
Keselowski
and, you know, Jimmy Johnson. Yeah. I'm not – I don't watch the races.
That Jimmy Johnson, he's my favorite.
I don't watch a NASCAR race. I can't even remember the last time I watched a NASCAR race. I can name a handful of NASCAR drivers.
That Danica Patrick's not any good, though.
But
they just put her in a car because she's hot.
But wouldn't you think that a casual, you know, I mean, just a sports fan would be able to name a handful of boxers? And I can't think of many boxers who are bigger now than Golovkin.
Well, now I'm gonna dispute that a little bit, because most of the famous boxers now are not necessarily the best boxers. Everybody knows who Floyd Mayweather is because he's Floyd Mayweather.
Canelo, he's retired.
I know, but Canelo's a hell of a lot more popular than Golovkin is.
Yeah.
And he's not as good a fighter, but he's huge in Mexico.
Yeah.
And so I think he's a much bigger name. And I think some of those guys, Cotto too, same thing. Pacquiao obviously still a big name. They're famous because their countrymen lock onto them.
Yeah.
And I think that's
why. Are you saying there's not a lot of Kazakhstanis here in the United States? To lock on to Golovkin?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right.
So.
Their loss.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I didn't really start catching on to him until about five fights ago.
Okay. Well, I mean, but you'd heard about him because I was always talking about him.
You talking about him made me watch one of his fights. I just fell in love with the guy.
Yeah. That's what everyone should do. Listen to me.
Well, yeah, sometimes. There's some things I wouldn't listen to you on, but that's one.
You wouldn't listen to me about three straight franchise tags.
For quarterbacks. For quarterbacks only.
Well, we were talking about Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Somebody said you didn't know who Juan Gabriel was. No, but that doesn't. I mean, we're theoretically a sports show. We're not supposed to be singer-songwriter. Right. Remember when we were doing Deadpool and somebody brought him up that he's like one of the most famous guys in the world? I wonder if it's – well, I think it's just the fact that he's Kazakhstani. You think people knew who Kovalev was before he fought Ward?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, again, you think so. I think so. But,
I mean, I think Kovalev may have been the A side of that card. I think he may
– Well,
fight.
I thought he won the fight, too. But,
well, I did, too.
Cody says he's huge in Japan himself.
Cody's huge in Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
we're huge in Beaumont.
That's true.
People in Beaumont have probably heard of Golovkin.
Probably so. Joe sent us a story from Bill Simmons that Bill Simmons tweeted out that I've already got for later in the show. That will be coming up on the show.
Yeah?
It's very important stuff.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I have not read it yet, so I'll read it on the break.
Taylor Swift story.
Well, we could do that next segment because then we're going to have RJ after that, so you know we're going to be gambling for a while.
That's true.
ZP says, wife is a casual fan, knows Pac, Floyd, Canelo. I think those are the biggest names. And
yeah,
I think Canelo is, and I think Golovkin's a better fighter than any of those cats.
And like you said, watch Golovkin fight on HBO.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it's not like you have to pay $60 to watch the dude fight normally.
No, you do have to have HBO money, though, AJ, and I think that is
that's what's hindering people.
That's what's holding people back.
Yeah.
But, no, and Lamont mentioned Banshee. Well, that's on a cable channel.
It's 52-48 now.
Ah,
with 124 votes. It's still shameful, but barely shameful.
On an unofficial text line, it's about 80-20.
Okay.
In favor of, I have no idea who this guy is. So, well, I think that also says something about boxing. I think there's probably baseball players that are quality players who I don't know. But then, I guess I know most of the big ones.
That's what I'm saying. I like, you know, I'm not a NASCAR fan, but I can name drivers. I can't name all the drivers, but I can name probably the biggest names.
Kurt Busch, one of my favorites.
Right. So, And I can't even tell you who won the whatever the stupid cup they do is now. Is the Winston Cup or the Sprint Cup?
Well, no. Remember, it's now the Monster Cup.
Okay.
Because the whole –
Didn't even know that.
Well, yeah, you did because we talked about it. The controversy over the Monster Girls.
Yeah, but I already forgot that.
Oh, okay.
That tells you how big of a NASCAR fan I am.
You knew that because, well, the whole story was about their boobs. It was more about NASCAR fans going nuts because the Sprint Girls used to wear – like race car driver uniforms, and these girls dress sexy, but they didn't even dress that sexy.
Okay.
I mean, everything was covered up.
Jimmy Johnson was the champion last year.
Okay.
So, there you have it. But, yeah, I can't name all the racers, but I can name a few of them. And, like, I feel like if boxing were akin to NASCAR, and you could only name a few boxers, Golovkin would be on the short list of guys people have heard of. But apparently I'm not as right as I thought I was, as my Twitter poll is letting me know.
Yeah, I think you might be slightly incorrect about that.
I guess so. I give people too much credit.
Carrizo wants to know, what does Bob Arum think of people not knowing Golovkin?
He's not on my roster. I don't know where Kazakhstan is. Is that next to Mexico?
No, it's...
Then I don't care.
Well, it's near China. You like the Chinese.
I do. I like that they spend money. Big casinos, shiny casinos. I don't think they have those in Kazakhstan.
I thought he was a top-ranked guy.
Maybe he is. No, I don't think so.
Okay. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. So I grabbed a stupid day by a nappy ass.
She started talking. Wouldn't you know? You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Nice to meet you. Where you been? From the Renter's Warehouse to... This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Saloon Door in Webster. If you're just getting off work in the area, come on down, get yourself some beer, hang out with us. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Really good food here, too. And I'm having the Tasty AF. You can figure out what that means. Good beer. Taylor Swift, huh?
Yeah. Taylor Swift has looked into her crystal ball, and she has decided who will win the 2017 World Series. Taylor Swift is... Basically, I guess it was last week.
Yeah.
And this is just stuff coming out. Like, this is just news coming out. Apparently, like, the word is her sixth album's going to be released this year.
Can't wait.
Has everybody super excited.
Yeah, except for me.
Okay. Well, fine. But here's some recent history with baseball and Taylor Swift.
She bangs a lot of players.
No, have some respect, sir. She was born and raised in Pennsylvania and was Phillies...
Bangs a lot of Phillies.
A Phillies fan in her youth.
Okay.
But in 2008, when she performed the Star-Spangled Banner before Game 3 of the 2008 World Series, she represented herself from Nashville, where she'd moved as a teenager, to work on her music career.
In 2008, obviously. Wasn't she 13?
Fred, I don't know why you think this, but she's a grown woman.
She can't be more than 21.
No, I think she's actually older than that, too.
Okay. She's checking.
But anyway, she had a bedazzled guitar and stood on the field at Citizens Bank Park, and the Phillies called her out on being from Tennessee. And they introduced her as one of Pennsylvania's own. She was upset about it, apparently, and quit being a Phillies fan. Phillies won the World Series that year, But they lost the next year to the Yankees. They haven't been back since, and now they're basically a joke of a franchise. Then in 2010, when the Giants knocked the Phillies out of the NLCS, the Giants' win was tied to Swift's recording schedule.
Wait a minute. Why is she pissed off at being Pennsylvania's own?
I don't know. Because she wanted people to think she was from Nashville to help her music career.
Well, if you're famous enough at that point to be singing the national anthem at a baseball game, you probably don't need to care about stuff like that.
I guess not.
Okay, sorry. I'm just trying to get this story straight in my head.
So, in the autumns of 2010, 2012, and 2014, she released new albums.
Okay.
In those same falls, the Giants won the World Series. That is even year magic. And last year was an even year. Taylor Swift had strongly hinted that she would release an album, but she did not. Thus, the Giants' streak of winning in even years was broken.
Correct.
Now,
27 years old, according to John.
Okay, she's a grown woman then.
Yeah, so she's old.
Well, Taylor has she has something new coming for us. The times have changed, and Astro comes from the Latin word from star. So a pop star who is fond of numerology is going to remake herself. The name Houston Astro is 13 letters long. And she's basically been plotting this return to Houston for a while. In December 2014, the Astros tweeted that the following October's scheduled Swift concert at Minute Maid on the 13th of October would be moved to then perennially awful Astros made the postseason. It would be moved if they did, which
right.
Of course they did, and she ended up playing a month earlier, after which the team mysteriously collapsed into a skid. Long story short, apparently there's a lot of signs, and you can read this whole thing.
I'm probably not going to, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
She believes, all the signs point to her picking the Houston Astros to win the World Series this year. The go-to karaoke song of Carlos Correa, Shake It Off, which is also my go-to karaoke song. I just don't karaoke. Otherwise, I would sing Shake It Off.
I'm not familiar with that song. I do chop.
You are familiar with that song.
I do
song.
Chop it off, but I don't know.
No, you are familiar off. With the player's going to play, and the hater's going to hate.
Okay.
And I'm just going to shake it off.
Okay, so I guess you played this on the show before.
John, we've played this song a lot, right?
Yes, we have.
Okay. I don't know the name of the song or that it's her. It could, to me,
Preston Tucker walks up to I Knew You Were Trouble. That's his walkout song when he goes to hit.
Okay, which I'm guessing is also her.
Yeah. I like how you pretend like you don't know any Taylor Swift songs.
I don't know the names of them, no.
You've heard this song now. Crank it up, John.
Yeah, I probably heard that walking around the casino somewhere, but I couldn't tell you it was her or what the name of it is.
You should ask me next time.
Well, why do I care?
Because it's a catchy tune.
But I'm never going to buy it. I'm never going to go and seek it out to listen to it. It's bad enough that I have to walk through a casino and they're playing this happy stuff.
Fred, keep it down for a second.
While I'm being
This is the chorus. This is the good part.
While I'm fending off prostitutes and losing money, the last thing I want to hear is this.
I like this. I'm just going to shake it off. Shake it off. Yeah. But if she wins the Astros a World Series, you'll be happy, right?
If she can hit 32 home, or better yet, if she can go out and win 18 games with a 2.16 ERA, that'd make me happy.
Okay.
503 says I have hatred of Taylor Swift. I don't hate her. I just don't listen to her. It's not.
Yeah, you're a hater, bro.
How does that make me a?
You're a hater.
How does that make me a hater? That I don't go out and buy Taylor Swift albums or try to figure out what her songs are.
I love Tay Tay's music.
Did I say she sucks?
No.
Did I say that's
never.
Awful? No. I just said not for me. Not something I'm going to go out and buy. I didn't throw Katy Perry into that box. Pretty much any pop music doesn't do much for me.
Okay.
It never has. But it doesn't mean that I don't recognize the song that we've played it. I just couldn't tell you who it is. Same thing with country. I mean, there's a few country bands. But for the most part, I've probably heard the song, but I couldn't tell you who sings it.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. So it's like... being very defensive right now. No, I'm not being defensive. You're being a dick. That's, I mean, honestly. Your definition of hatred and my definition of hatred aren't the same thing. And haters, too. So.
You're kind of a hater.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, I
you just don't respect Taylor's contributions to society.
No, I just don't.
To modern music.
I'm not interested in anything.
You're not interested in anything?
I mean, I'm not interested in anything she does. It's just not my deal.
Okay.
I mean, I get that she's a pop. It's like Kardashians. I don't care anything about the Kardashians.
But the Kardashians are always going to be the Kardashians.
But that doesn't mean I care about them.
What if Taylor put out a song that you really liked? You saying that's impossible?
It's not likely.
But it's possible.
It's possible.
Okay.
But just because I like it doesn't mean that I'm going to start listening to her music.
Jared says, long story short, that's what I say as I finish a 10-minute Taylor Swift rant.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Let's just go to break. Good news is RJ Bell coming next. God, it's already 5:30. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Saloon Door Brewery with Fred Fowler, with A.J. Hoffman, but not with Jong Lee because Jong Lee's back in studio behind the glass, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. Warm weather is just around the corner, and it's time to start thinking about spring cleaning, projects around the house, and the perfect time to upgrade your bathroom. Call The Glass Doctor, 713-493-3200. For frameless glass shower enclosures, it's more affordable than you think. Call The Glass Doctor at 713-493-3200 or go to glassdoctor.com. That's The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains.
All right. And now, because it is 5:30 on Friday, it's time for the world's gambling guru, our good friend, founder of pregame.com, RJ Bell. You can follow him on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. And RJ, am I a grumpy old man for not being interested in Taylor Swift songs?
I'm interested in Taylor Swift. I'm not sure about the songs.
What's your favorite Tay-Tay song, RJ?
I don't know any. Isn't there a Shake It Off or something?
I knew that's what you would say. That's right. There is.
That's all I know. That's all I know.
But I've that's seen a good
few
one.
Pictures. I've seen a few pictures of her.
Well, I like the... the I'll Write Your Name song. What's that song called, Jung?
I don't know.
Ah, you know
there
what
you
it's
go.
Called.
Let me talk. He was supposed to be the young guy in the team.
Yeah, he's the
question.
Millennial.
What he read right there, was that a live read or was that taped?
No, that was a live read. He's alive and kicking.
Oh, thank
there.
God. Thank God. Because I can't imagine at the end of that they said, that's it. That's the one.
It's Blank Space.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
I got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name.
No, Jong's big time now. He's so important that he's endorsing things.
That's right.
It's the worst thing that ever happened to sports talk is when they got the behind-the-scenes guys on the radio. Because really,
if you think about
oh, my gosh. Howard Stern's a genius, right? So he could do it, right? But you notice Stern completely dictates who's talking when. If someone's boring, he cuts them right off. Well, what you get now with – and then obviously Dan Patrick started it, and – I'm not a fan of that. You know, fine with Patrick, but these guys that are not broadcast, imagine one of those guys starting their own show. Who would listen?
If Jong started
his own show, who would listen?
No one, Jong knows
no
it.
No one. So why are they on air? Why are they on air?
We had this discussion last week because every other show at our station has decided to include their producer's name in the name of their show. So, I mean, and they're giving him a bunch of mic time. And all these producers are guys who want to be – they want to have a show one day. And
well,
they don't
so
have a show right now.
They should go broker a show on AM 2020 or something and then see if they can get a rating. And then you should be on air.
That's what I believe in. That's why I love Jong, because Jong, he just wants to be a radio producer. And that's all I care about.
Then why are we hearing him read?
Well, because somebody's giving him money to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah.
And I love Jong. I love him as a producer. I just
that was technically that was technically a commercial, RJ. That was technically like the it's like a live read. We do them at the beginning and the end of the segment. That one's Jong's.
Fair enough. But I think we can agree globally, you know, across the industry, is these late. You know, let's be candid though. Most local talk show hosts get paid a lot less than people think. That's kind of the starting point. You hear them on air. Now, obviously, you guys are in a huge market, super successful. You're probably doing better than people. And I'm sure you've got the different deals with the Mercedes-Benz. You're driving for free, you know, all that. You guys are doing great. But just in a town like Albuquerque, New Mexico, right, couple hundred thousand people, and I just picked that town randomly, is the talk radio guys on that station get paid a shockingly low amount of money. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Agree with that. And honestly, when I worked in Austin, like my first few years in radio, I made less than 20 grand a year.
Exactly.
Working in radio.
Exactly.
And there was this is a true story. There was a show recorded in our studios in Austin, Texas, that was played as a morning show in Albuquerque, New Mexico, because and it was like they were paid an extra amount on top of their salary. It was something like, I don't know, it was like maybe $50 a show or something to go in there and record a 2-hour show to be a morning show in Albuquerque. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, until you're established in this business, you make almost no money.
And so what happens is they become disgruntled. You would think they would think, wow, I got to really step it up so I can find a way to get to the next level. But instead they get disgruntled. And what do? They just open the mic up to anyone so they can sit back and be on Twitter during the show.
That's true. That's what I like to do. I like to I like to flip through my iTunes and check out my Taylor Swift catalog and play on Twitter while Jong does the show.
Well, listen, if you want me to do voices and interview myself one week, you know, I could probably pull it off. The interviewer would be very dumb. It'd be like the old Letterman dumb guy voice. You know, like, explain to us how money lines work. You know, like that.
That's what our audience is used to with us. Yeah.
It'd be like, okay, well, that's a great question. And then I would answer it.
Oh, well, RJ Bell, our guest as always. Hey, was there much movement on the Warriors when Durant's injury was announced or before people knew that it wasn't that bad? Was there even some movement there as far as them winning the title?
You know, I'm wondering, am I proving that professional radio is better, or am I making the case it doesn't really matter right now? I'm not sure.
It doesn't matter. Radio's a dying breed, apparently.
Well, audio, maybe terrestrial radio, but audio is a booming breed. To me, it's booming, right? Once it's on demand in every way, right? You jump in your car and you have a list of shows and you press one, that audio is going to be bigger, I think, than video, because as big, because you can listen to audio doing so much stuff. With video, you've got to have full engagement, right? There's a visual and an audio element. So you guys are going to be fine. I'm predicting it. Yes, Durant was major. I mean, obviously, we saw last night a loss on the road. One game doesn't tell the story, obviously, but we estimate about 3 points per game, a downgrade for Golden State during this month or so that he's supposed to be out. If it goes longer than that, we're going to take it up to 3.5 or 4, because what you get is an accumulation of fatigue if you shorten that rotation. So Golden State has two choices: keep the rotation the same and have a big drop off, or shorten the rotation and then not have as big of a drop off, but it not being sustainable, that shorter rotation, for an extended period. So right now, about 3 points per game, but still. And listen, I listen to a ton of talk radio, mostly on demand, right? The podcast. And I have listened to some really sharp guys, and not Vegas sharp, but smart, let's call them, that I respect the heck out of, saying, well, I wonder if the Cavs are favored now. They just picked up a good player and Durant's out and blah, blah, blah. It's absurd. Right now, Golden State is -150 to win the title. 150 wins you 100. Minus money. That is historically big favorite this time of year. Cleveland is +250. So 100 wins you 250. So if you bet 100 on Golden State, you would make $67 if they win the title. 100 on Cleveland, 250. So literally your payoff on the Cavs is nearly four times as big. This isn't even close. Golden State is still a monster favorite.
RJ Bell, our guest. And so the Cavs, did they move down at all? Did anybody else
yes.
make any movement at all?
Cavs went to about 4-1, from 4-1 to 2.5-1. So pretty nice upgrade. And otherwise, right now, Spurs are 8-1. Rockets are 25-1. That might be one to chat about. I think it's kind of, and obviously, I had actually forgot Houston, right? So you guys, let's talk about it. I like the Rockets at 25-1. Let me tell you why. And you guys are kind of the naysayers in general, so I'll be interested to hear what you say about this. But I think the Rockets have the best bench in the NBA right now. So agree or disagree?
Probably agree.
All right. So now what can you do with a deep bench? You can go fast, right? I think the standard best practice to play Golden State is slow it down because they're so good fast that, you want to diminish the reps, right? It's the old thing. If we were playing one-on-one and I was the better player, you would want to play 2-1, right? First point wins. I'd want to play to 1,000,001, or at least, let's say, 101, and I would have a better chance to win. Well, that's the theory in the NBA. The better the team is, the faster they should play because it means there's more possessions, which means whatever your edge is per possession will exert itself more often the more possessions there are. That said, I think with Houston, they can maybe fatigue this Golden State team over a seven-game series, play fast. Yeah, they're still not going to be the favorite, but I think that you could see that scenario, especially with Durant, if he's not 100%, or if somehow the rest of the team has gotten fatigued trying to make up for his absence. I think 25-1 is pretty juicy.
I will say, and while we've talked about on this show, and you called us naysayers, and we are.
I think that's fair.
First of all, I don't.
So I'm correct.
Any Mike D'Antoni team in the playoffs, you can have it. I will say this, though, and I'm a big believer that right now you can draw a line, and it's Golden State, Cleveland, San Antonio. And I would take those three over the field, and I'd make it 80-20, something like that. If not more than that. So, but I will say the Rockets are one of the teams right on the other side of that line, and 25-1 and the drop off from San Antonio being 8-1, 25-1 does seem like a juicy number. I don't think the Rockets have a chance to win the championship just because bad defensive teams don't win championships, and the Rockets are one of, if not the worst defensive team. But 25-1, That is a very juicy number. I will give you that.
And I think the trade and the bench, to me, I'm not a Harden guy myself. You got to appreciate the ways of, a lot of people think of Harden as like, oh yeah, the guy that was with, OKC. But I mean, he's just clearly a better player now. Would you guys agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and he's the man here. So it's a different
role. Is he the fourth best player in the league? Let's just say this is beyond someone that's just a homer, that's wacky, a reasonable Rockets fan. What is the best? What's the best ranking for Harden in the league? Does anyone think three?
I can't imagine anyone thinks three. Because, I'd
probably have him around five.
I think 5 to 10 is the safe range.
Five would be high end.
Yeah, so, if you have the fifth best player in the league, you can win the title. And to me, the most amazing thing, and I think everyone has a vague sense of this as an NBA fan, go back to Wikipedia or whatever, look at the champions in the modern era, Bird and Magic onward, and 79-80 was the first year for that, and say the best player on the winning team, where did they rank in the NBA? More than half the time, it was one or two. And over 90% of the time, it was top five. I mean, just this century, the only – now, again, we can debate how good Kawhi was compared to the league when the Spurs won it a couple years ago. I think that one's debatable, but let's call him out of top five then. I think it's fair to say it was out of the top five then.
I think so.
Okay.
The Pistons, when they won.
Exactly. Against the Lakers, right?
Right.
And other than that, I mean, Hakeem certainly was top five. I mean, there might be one or two other years. So, I mean, it really segues to talking about the Celtics, right? Because to me, I would love to have a bet on the Celtics to win a title in the next 5 years, you know, with a decent number. I would say, you know, let me ask you guys this question. I know we're wrapping up here, but let me ask you a quick question. Is if I had to say for every title the team you pick wins in the next 5 years, you win $10,000. It's a free roll, right? $10,000 free. Is, all right, Golden State first, I'm guessing Cleveland second, Spurs maybe third. Is who could be over Boston at four?
Ooh. I mean, I don't know. I honestly, like, again, I go back to, I'd be surprised if someone other than those three teams you named won a championship in the next 5 years.
Well, fair enough, but if it's a free roll, right?
A free roll besides those three, Boston is pretty high on the list. They're making,
well, who's
they're
even,
making moves.
Who's even competing with them?
I think the Wizards look pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. That organization, you got to look at the organization, right? They can get lucky and surge a little bit here or there, but the Celtics have a plan. I mean, you got Danny Ainge, who has done it already, right? I mean, he did it once as a player, once as an exec. Now he's doing it again. I mean, if you rank coaches right now, where does Stevens rank?
He's pretty high
third
up there.
Third or fourth?
Yeah, he's pretty high up there.
And Danny Ainge, as a decision maker, where's he rank?
He's also probably that top 5 to 10.
And who's got better draft choice assets?
I would also say the Wizards have more talent right now than the Celtics do.
Talent? Listen, we've been talking about talent with John Wall for a long time. All right, so let me just say this.
Has Isaiah Thomas done something in this league that John Wall hasn't?
No, and I think that's the point. I think Boston needs the one guy. I mean, think about what LeBron did last year, and I'm ambivalent about LeBron. I appreciate a lot about him. There's some things I don't like, but, man, he's one of the greatest players of all time. That's easy. What happened when it was 3-1? He said, jump on my back, guys. Let's go.
Right.
You need that in the NBA. What did Jordan do in Game 6 against Utah with the flu? Jump on my back. And if you watch that game, that's one of the most amazing 2 minutes you're ever going to see. I mean, because literally it's like, okay, go score like it's nothing. Okay, strip the ball away from an NBA player, go score like, you know, it's just like he just went into this like dad mode, right, when a dad's playing his kid. Who can go into dad mode on the Celtics? Nobody. But you add one of those guys – and Celtics are right there.
But how many of those guys are there?
Five or six.
Yeah, and
but if Harden's five or yeah,
two or three of them are in Golden State. One of them's in Cleveland. I mean, that's the point. They're just
the ones
a lot
we
of those
know.
Guys.
The ones we know right now, right?
That's true.
All right. So, and if you're picking what you know, if you're picking top five a couple more times in the next couple years. Oh, this would be the last thing I say. When you've got a top five coach, a top five executive, and the most draft assets, got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, you should.
All right, that's RJ Bell. And you
although
know,
NBA draft picks are not like NFL draft
right.
picks. They're, I mean, unless you're picking in the top five, NBA draft picks are almost useless.
Well, Kawhi, what did Kawhi go, 15? I mean, obviously.
Well, he went to the Spurs, right? who are the best drafting team.
I agree. So let me ask one last question, 10 seconds as we leave. What producer could do this?
Could do what we just did?
Yes.
I would say Nick, who produces the show before us, and Dell, who produces the mid-morning show here. Those two guys could have put together a segment quite like this.
No, almost exactly like it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Because they have their names on the show.
Yeah.
Except they're big
stars.
Listen, they wouldn't have RJ Bow.
One day they will, though. One day you'll realize it. You're wasting time with us, and the real audience is with those producers.
I've made a lifetime Houston commitment. I don't care who tries to solicit me.
Dell's the next Baba Booey. I'm telling you now.
Well, then let me take that back then.
All right, RJ. Great times as always, and we're gonna see you first week of May for the Canelo fight. We're gonna be out there, so have to buy you dinner.
Hit him with the hind.
Hit him with the hind every time.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
That's all. RJ's a Stern fan. I know you're probably thinking he's out of his mind, but that's a Stern Show reference.
All right, guys. I have to tell you about Harry's Razors. And you want convenience. You want quality. You want to not pay a lot of money for it. You want it delivered right to your door. That's what I want. And that's what they do at Harry's. And it's so cool. Like, once you get this set that I'm going to tell you about that you can get for free, you can go in, put how often you shave on the website, and guess what's going to happen? They're going to send you razors, they're going to send you replacement stuff, and they're going to do it exactly when you need it. And it's amazing. Right down to my last razor, guess what was in the mail? New ones. And so you can set up a program just for you. It's great. You never have to go to the store again. And you're paying half as much for these blades. The quality's fantastic, but they sell them directly to you, and that's why you're getting such great quality. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. The free trial set includes the Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try. Offers only available for the Blitzers if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5.